The Redeemed, Coroner Jenny Cooper, Book 3. Written by Matthew Hall and read by Sean Thomas.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 17. I long for scenes where man has never trod, for scenes where woman never smiled or wept, there to abide with my Creator, God, and sleep as I in childhood sweetly slept, full of high thoughts, unborn. So let me lie, the grass below, above the vaulted sky. John Clare, written in Northampton County Asylum. Chapter 1. Jenny was drinking cordial by the stream at the end of her overgrown garden, watching a school of tiny brown trout flick this way and that, quick as lightning. It was late June, and the sweet-smelling breeze was warm against her bare legs. Before the telephone intruded, she had managed to lose herself, how long for, she couldn't say, hypnotized by the gently swaying ash trees and the buzz of grasshoppers in the nettles. A moment of peace, too good to last. She walked back across the ankle-high lawn, hoping that whoever was disturbing her on a Sunday morning would give up and leave her to her daydreams. They didn't. She had counted 8 rings by the time she stepped through the back door of the cottage onto the cool flags of the tiny kitchen. 10 by the time she had lifted the iron latch to the living room, which smelled of old oak and soot from the ingle nook. It was much colder inside than out. The flesh on her arms tightened into goosebumps as she lifted the receiver. "Oh, you're there, Mrs. Cooper." It was Allison, her officer, with a note of reproach in her voice. "I was outside. CID just called me. There's a body they think you might want to see while it's still in situ. Looks like a suicide." She was a coroner again. "Is there any particular reason why I should? I can't go every time." "You asked them for closer cooperation, this is it." "I thought they might do something useful, like email a photograph." "It's progress, Mrs. Cooper. Between you and me, I get the impression that they're a little bit frightened of you." Jenny couldn't imagine frightening anyone. "I suppose I'd better show Willing. Where is it?" "St. Peter's Church, Frampton Cotterill." "I don't think I know it." "You like it. It's a lovely spot." The Severn Bridge was all but empty of traffic as Jenny crossed the mile-wide river into England. Beneath her, the tide was chasing out to sea at a gallop. The best time to jump if you didn't want to be found. You'd be halfway to Ireland before low water. That's how Alec McAvoy must have judged it, over 3 months ago now. She thought of him each time she crossed, picturing his hair blowing over those moss-green eyes, too young for his face, as he said his final prayers. A forensics van, a single squad car, and an unmarked pool vehicle were parked in the quiet road outside the elaborate Gothic church. A skeleton Sunday crew. A handful of teenagers were loitering on the other side of the road, a skinny blonde girl talking excitedly into her phone, thrilled with the drama of it all. It wasn't even a policeman who had been posted at the churchyard gate, but an overweight community support officer who made a meal of checking Jenny's credentials before letting her through, as if he were doing her a big favour. She didn't react, the Xanax she had taken with her breakfast keeping her calm. The activity was in a far corner beyond the gravestones, an untended triangle that had been left to grow wild. A plainclothes detective glanced up and saw her coming, but made no effort to step forward to greet her, his focus switching immediately back to the body. He watched intently while 2 men in white overalls, one with a camera, the other with a measuring tape, recorded every detail of the scene. She made an effort to sound friendly. "Good morning, Jenny Cooper, Severn Vale District Coroner." "Tony Wallace, D.I.